Hello and welcome. If you've ever wondered, should I rename my dog? Here's the surprising truth. More often than you think, and sooner than you fear. Think of your dog's name not as a cute label, but as a safety cue, performance tool, and identity marker. The right sound can mean the difference between a lazy ear flick and a spin on a dime when it matters most. Let's start with the most counterintuitive idea. If the name causes confusion, change it immediately. This is the instant recall fix. If your dog's name sounds like no, sit, stay, or a family member's name you're yelling across the room, you're paying a recall tax every day. 1 in 3 pets goes missing at some point in their lives. When seconds count, you need a sound that slices through noise and lights up your dog's brain with clarity. Microchips are crucial. Chip dogs are returned far more often. But a strong, unmistakable name is your first line. In the moment defense, trainers see name confusion derail recalls constantly. I've watched classes with Mo, Bo, and Zoe in the same room while people shout no all session. No wonder heads don't turn. Sarah in Denver had a golden named Bo, who ignored her at the dog park because everyone around her was yelling no. She changed Bo to Bowie, and within 48 hours, that head snap response came back. Same dog, same park, different clarity. Try this. Spend a day at a busy dog park just listening. If your dog's name blends into the noise of commands and other dogs' names, that's your cue to switch. Now a mindset shift. New job, new name. Pros treat names as tools, not sacred artifacts. Working dogs, detection, search and rescue, guide, sport, police canine, perform better with crisp, purposeful names. Police and military handlers favor hard consonants, Rex, Max, Duke, because those sounds cut through radio chatter and crowds. And yes, dogs can learn a new cue fast. Stanley Coren's work shows top working breeds can pick up a new cue in under 5 repetitions and nail it on the first try about 95% of the time. Picture a detection trainee named Bubbles. Fun, but mushy. Switch to Bolt, and suddenly the handler has a sharp cue that punches through chaos. FEMA task forces and experienced handlers choose short, punchy names for a reason. Treat the name like gear. It should reduce friction when the stakes are high. Timing matters, especially with puppies. Between 3 and 14 weeks, the critical socialization window, the puppy brain is wildly plastic. Neural pathways form 3 to 4 times faster than in adulthood. Install a great name early, and it becomes part of identity at lightning speed. Don't wait months for a personality to appear. Maria adopted a 10-week-old puppy called Lady Marmalade. Fun on paper, messy in life. She streamlined it to Lumi on day one. Result? Perfect name recognition in 3 days, often 10 times faster than adult dogs. If you've got a pup in that window, use it. Keep the sound short, punchy, and joyful. Say the name, mark the head turn, pay with a treat or play. You're pouring concrete. Make it count. Let's talk phonetics. Your dog's ears aren't your ears. Dogs hear up to around 45 kilohertz and lock on to sharp onsets, crisp consonants like K, T, P. Mushers running big sled teams insist on 1 or 2 syllables, names that slice through wind, bells, and the panting of 14 dogs. Veterinary behaviorists report dogs respond significantly faster, on the order of 60% faster, to names with hard consonant starts than soft vowel beginnings. So be practical. Phonetics beat aesthetics. If your dog's name tangles with common commands, change it. If Kit gets mixed up with Sit, try Kip, Kicks, or Zed, something with a different sound shape. Avoid rhyming or alliteration with multiple dogs. Luna and Juno in one house is a recipe for muddled signals. Prioritize what your dog can clearly hear, not what looks great on a tag. A compassionate truth. Dogs age, and names should adapt with them. A name that worked at 2 may fail at 12. Hearing loss creeps in, and cognitive processing slows. Some breeds, like Dalmatians, have higher hereditary deafness risk. Senior dogs benefit from simpler sounds, paired hand signals, and consistent routines. Tom's 11-year-old Jack Russell, Penelope, started ignoring her name on walks. A vet check showed early hearing loss. They switched to Pip, shorter, sharper, and added a hand signal. Reliability returned, and so did confidence. How do you make the change without chaos? Here's a quick framework. 1. Audit your current name. Does it collide with commands, family names, or your other pets? Does it vanish in noise? 2. Pick a new name with clear, crisp sounds, one or two syllables. Ideally, start with a hard consonant. 3. Make the switch decisive and fun. For a few days, say the new name once. Mark the head turn, even a micro turn, and pay big with food, a toy, or a quick chase game. Keep sessions short and upbeat. Don't stack the name with a command yet. The name should predict good things, not chores. 4. Commit consistently. Everyone uses the same sound, same pronunciation, same energy. If you've adopted an adult dog, don't worry about loyalty to a temporary shelter tag. Most rescues expect you to pick the name that sets you both up for success. If you're training for precision, service work, sports, search and rescue, treat the call name like equipment. The right sound saves time and reduces errors. And if you have multiple dogs, remember, two dogs, two distinct names, one lesson at a time. It keeps learning clean and prevents crosstalk. Let's underscore safety again, because the stakes are real. If one in three pets goes missing at some point, everything that boosts recall clarity is part of your safety plan. Keep the microchip updated, use a tag with a legible number, and train that reflexive head turn to the name. I love pairing the name with a game. Say it, reward the head turn, back up a step, toss a tiny treat, or start a quick chase into you. It turbocharges recall. If you want to layer commands later, do it after the name is rock solid. If you're hesitant, here's permission from someone who's seen this across hundreds of dogs. It's not disloyal to switch. It's responsible. Rename to remove confusion. Rename to fit the job. Rename early to leverage the puppy brain. Rename to honor an aging dog's changing senses. You will use this one cue more than any other for your dog's entire life. Make it count. So today, pick one action. Spend 10 minutes at the park listening for collisions. Try a few sounds in your kitchen and see which ones make your dog's ears pop up. If you decide to switch, keep it upbeat and pay like a slot machine for the first week. You'll feel the difference within days. You don't need months of debate or a committee vote. You need clarity, consistency, and a sound your dog can actually hear. Thanks for spending this time with me. Go say your dog's name with a smile. Make it matter. And if it's not working, don't be afraid to change it. Your dog will thank you the very next time you call.